what a difference a year makes.
I think Merkel in Germany, she's done an amazing job. I think she's been she's really the leader, and as a woman, she's done a fantastic job in Germany, keeping it all together. Their economy is going great. They're doing very well, you know.
That was then-candidate Donald Trump speaking about German Chancellor Angela Merkel in an interview he did with the Chicago Tribune editorial board back in June 2015. The following June, he was singing a different tune.
And now you look at what's happening in Germany. So I used to be a fan of Merkel. I used to think she was terrific, a big leader, a great leader. I think what she did to Germany is a disgrace, is a disgrace. It's a total disgrace.
Today, German Chancellor Angela Merkel travels to the White House, where she and President Trump will meet face-to-face for the first time since the election. It's also for the first time before her election in Germany, where she is seeking a fourth term.
The coming election will be difficult. We will probably be criticized from everywhere, from the right-wing parties, and also because of the polarization of our society.
Merkel is known for being able to put personal animosities aside and persuasively negotiate with some pretty tough world leaders. Vladimir Putin in Russia, Silvio Berlusconi in Italy. Some have even described her as the last defender of the liberal free world. And those skills will likely be put to the test with a lot riding on today's bilateral meeting. Constanza Stelzenmüller is Robert Bosch Senior Fellow with the Center on the United States and Europe at the Brookings Institution. She joined me today before the meeting.
This White House and President Trump himself have made it sound in their foreign policy statements as though America really doesn't need allies to accomplish its purposes worldwide, whether in trade or in security issues. And I think the chancellor will want to make the point on behalf of Germany and all of Europe that actually that's not true.
And Trump has labeled Germany as an unfair trading partner. He has threatened to impose a 35% tariff on German car makers. And Merkel is bringing the CEO of BMW with her to, I guess, help discourage Trump from going in that direction?
Yep. I think that is pretty much the idea. She's also bringing people who will talk about German jobs training, which is considered a very successful model of training young people on the job, as accounted for a very low German youth unemployment. And I think it's thought by the Merkel's team that that is something that could help President Trump in his goal of making America and particularly the American economy great again. As for the trade deficit with America, I think that Chancellor Merkel is going to point out that there is a great deal of direct investment by German companies in America and the other way around. A lot of American companies working in Germany, and that so these kinds of punitive taxes would actually damage American companies.
Interesting. Yeah, and an article in Politico about their visit says that German industry has invested hundreds of billions of dollars in U.S. production or U.S.-based production, and that German companies employ almost 700,000 Americans. Let's talk a little bit about Russia. Merkel knows Putin pretty well. They talk often, and she really led Europe in pushing for sanctions against Russia. Do you think that they'll talk about Putin?
Well, the White House has in fact told reporters that that is one of the things that President Trump wants to talk about with the chancellor and her team. He at some point will have to meet with Putin himself, and the chancellor is probably the world leader with the greatest experience because of her growing up in East Germany. She speaks fluent Russian, has met with Putin often, as you say, but also I think has generally taken a dim view of the Kremlin's revisionism in Eastern Europe, the annexation of Crimea, and its continued meddling not just in Eastern Ukraine, but in Europe through political propaganda. And I'm certain that that's a point that she will want to dwell on.
And Trump has really criticized Merkel's handling of the refugee crisis. He said that she was ruining the country for accepting refugees. And I want you to talk to me a little bit more about her reputation for being able to put aside personal attacks like this in the interest of her country. Do you anticipate any in-person friction?
Well, let me make a point about the refugees first. On the refugees, it was kind of a damned if you do and damned if you don't situation. People were, you know, literally flowing to Europe in the summer of 2015. And if Germany had not let them in, the country that was most prosperous in Europe, the country that was most able to deal with this influx, there would have been a huge impact all the way down to the Balkans on countries much more vulnerable than Germany. It's certainly true that Germany struggled for a while with processing this huge influx. It particularly struggled with sending back those who couldn't stay. I think by now, most of these people have been processed. The ones who are staying, I think, have been distributed across the country, are learning German, are being integrated. A lot of effort is being made there. And at the same time, I think there is a significant uptick in German government efforts to send back those who can't stay or prosecute those who have exhibited some kind of malignant intent or even pursued terrorist goals. I think Chancellor Merkel is perfectly capable of rising above a difficult relationship. She wouldn't have been chancellor for 12 years if she wasn't able to do that. And there have been a variety of difficult, mostly male partners she's had to deal with, from Italy's Silvio Berlusconi to Russia's Vladimir Putin. So I'm quite confident that she can handle today.
Constanza Selzenmuller is Robert Bosch Senior Fellow with the Center on the United States and Europe at the Brookings Institution. Constanza, thank you so much.
And thank you so much for having me on the show. It's a pleasure.